Gum introduced her to last night.
Oh, yeah?
You see, we were right to come here, Abner.
I guess you two always manage to be right.
What's the matter?
Nothing worse than what I can see to.
Has the deal gone bad?
You and Andy gotta go steady for a while. The market's a little shaky. I saw Elma Moffat downtown today.
Oh, Abner!
What's the good of old Abnerin? Elma Moffat's nothing to us. No more if we never set eyes on her.
I know it, but what's he doing here? Did you speak to him?
No. I guess Elmer and I pretty well talked out.
Well, don't you tell Andy that you saw him.
She may meet him herself.
Well, don't tell her anyhow. He can't do anything to her, can he?
Do anything? I'd like to see him touch her. I give him a...
Father! I've been invited out to dinner, but I haven't got a single thing to wear.
Undine, I wouldn't ask Father to buy any more clothes right on top of those last bills.
I ain't on top of those last bills yet. I'm way down under them.
Oh, well, if you want me to look like a scarecrow and not get asked again, I've got a dress that'll do perfectly.
Well, that kind of dress might come in mighty handy on some occasions. So I guess you better hold on to it for future use. Go on. Go and select yourself another for this precious dinner.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Andy? Mother, what on earth are you waiting up for?
I just had to, Andy. I told Father I had to. I wanted to hear all about the fair for dinner.
Mercy, at this hour? You'll be as white as a sheet tomorrow.
Why, Andy? You're white. What's the matter?
Can't you leave me alone?
Didn't they receive you right?
What nonsense! How should they receive me? Everybody was lovely to me.
Would you like a sup of milk before you go to bed? I've got some ready for you.
I want Father to take a box at the opera on Friday.
For your new friends?
For me. I shall go with Mabel Lipscomb. You and Father can come along as well.
Oh, Andy, I don't know as I should care for...
Nonsense! You can't hide away like an owl for the rest of your life. And girls here don't go out without their mothers.
Just sit in front of the mirror and let me brush your hair. Oh, my, but you look fine.
I can do it myself. Good night, Mother.
Good night, then.
Didn't they receive you right? To be sure they did, in their shabby little house full of books as the old circulating library with their plain food and dowdy clothes. Who was the best-dressed woman there, Undine Sprague? You? And all that boring talk about literature and exhibitions and the theater, when not a one of them has read When the Kissing Had to Stop. And there was me thinking Ralph would at the very least see me home, but no, because he has to talk to Mrs. Van Degen. Oh, Ralphie, dear, you have to come to the opera with me on Friday. We'll dine together first. Peter has a club dinner. Oh, Ralphie, dear. Oh, Cousin Claire. Tell me, who is better looking, you or Cousin Claire? There ain't none of them a patch on you.
And so Undine dragged her loving parents to the opera.
There's Mr. Popple just below, with that bulging-eyed gent. Mabel? Mother see him?
The one with the eyeglass? He's fixed on you, my girl.
Mother, don't lean out like that and make such an exhibition of yourself, for goodness sake. Try to show a little tone.
But everybody's going about saying hello. Now the music stopped, Andy.
There's Ralph Marvell over there.
And that's Mrs. Van Degen next to him.
Don't stare.
It's bright enough to hurt your eyes in here.
Mabel, don't beckon like that. Other people aren't beckoning.
I'm only being friendly.
Well, if we aren't to go down, I shall just sit back in the corner there next to Father and rest my eyes a few seconds.
You don't go down. They come to you. Mm. Oh, hello, Mr. Popple.
Good evening, Miss Marvell, Mrs. Lipscomb. May I present Mr. Peter Van Degen?
I say, good evening. The loveliest apparition in the theater. I told Pop he simply had to introduce us.
Good evening. Mr. Popple said he'd like to paint my portrait.
Mrs. Lipscomb, I'm having a soiree on Friday.
You do your hair rippingly. You must let me come and talk to you about it.
What? The picture or my hair?
Your hair, if you don't mind. Where are you staying?
Oh, I live in New York now, at the Stentorian.
I say, first rate. You should come along to dinner at the Café Martin one night. It's a frightfully jolly crowd.
That would be delightful. And I should be happy to see Mrs. Van Degen again.
My wife? She doesn't go to restaurants. She moves on too high a plane. But we'll get old Pop and Mrs. What did you say your fat friend's name was? Lips?